New regulations proposed by Northern Water would ensure that its water is only being leased to fracking companies for use within the agency's strict boundaries in the South Platte River Basin. Much of Northern's jurisdiction also lies within Weld County, where state regulators have permitted some 500 new wells this year alone. Eric Wilkinson is general manager for Northern Water.
What we're trying to do is just be proactive. We've got a new situation developing that is going to result in an increased water demand. So to address that, in a proactive way, we want to put rules and regulations and procedures in place that we can handle that.
Wilkinson says it's not clear how much water the industry will require if there's as much oil under the ground in the Niobrara Shale as geologists speculate, nor is it clear whether the already water-stretched region will have enough water to support all the fracking. But oil industry representatives and officials from several area cities told Wilkinson and the rest of his board Friday that the new regulations are so punitive they could halt the leasing of water for fracking and curtail economic growth. Kent Holsinger is an attorney with the Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
This remarkable technology that could help supply domestic energy for many, many years to come in our own backyards could be at risk if reliable water supplies are not available.
Northern officials say that's not the intent of the new proposed regulations. The board plans to take comment through early next month before finalizing the new rules. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.